This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Steve Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook, X, or Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And today, every story is united by the fact that somebody is suing somebody. So let's start with Jennifer Lopez, and rarely do I defend her, and yes, it is the law. But a photographer and a photo agency, they filed a lawsuit against Jennifer Lopez alleging copyright infringement after she posted their copyright photos of herself from a pre-Golden Globes party to social media. So, in the complaint in federal court, photographer Edwin Blanco, he accuses Lopez of posting photos of her arriving and departing from the Golden Globes on Instagram and X, but without permission. Backgrid USA, that's the news and photo agency, they filed a twin lawsuit related to the same photographs, which the company and Blanco co-own. Now, the photos, they show her in a white fur coat, slip dress, clutching her Chanel purse, and a post on Instagram is captioned, quote, "Weekend Glamour." Well, the lawsuit says that the singer posted the photos to market designers that she wore at the event. That's the real beef here. And a lawyer for the photographer said, quote, "Ms. Lopez used the images to spotlight the designer of her clothing and jewelry, leveraging the publicity from the event to promote her fashion affiliations and brand partnership." Completely understand. So they are seeking statutory damages of $150,000 for each photo used, as well as a jury trial. I'm not sure how many pictures she used. She's got the money to cover it. I know legally it's copyright infringement, but like, hey, she did not ask you to take a picture of her. You chose to take a picture of her. She used it. But again, they're right. Within the law, okay. It just seems ridiculous. Like, yeah, we're going to take your photo, but you can't use the photo I took of you on your own behalf. That's basically the deal. And they're not wrong. Now, speaking of absurd lawsuits, a man in his 20s, he went on social media to ask for advice. He's asking for advice after his roommate stole a piece of his cake that he'd baked from his fridge. Okay, so the roommate stole this homemade cake from the other guy. So the roommate had a bad allergic reaction to it and called 911. They hit him with an EpiPen. He did recover, but apparently he had a peanut allergy and did not realize that the cake included peanut butter. Again, because he did not make it and it was not for him. The problem is, the man says the roommate who stole the cake is now asking him to pay the medical bills because, quote, he poisoned him. Now, naturally, a lot of people are telling him that he should not be responsible, since they had a rule that they did not share groceries and they even had separate mini fridges. So this roommate went to a separate mini fridge, stole the guy's cake, ate it, had a peanut allergy because he didn't know the peanuts. We continue. So the roommate, he'd gone into his fridge to take the cake, which was never offered to him in the first place. Now, the guy says it's awkward because they were friends before being roommates, and a roommate with the allergy told their joint friends about it, and some of them are saying that he should at least contribute something toward the medical expenses. Anyway, the guy posted an update saying he has refused to pay anything and he started looking for a new apartment. Nevertheless, his buddy might sue him for the medical damages because he, quote unquote, poisoned him with the cake that he stole. We did that once in a restaurant. We told our waitstaff, guys, Stop eating the desserts when you go into the walk-in. We know you're eating the desserts. Naturally, everyone on the wait staff disavowed any knowledge of this. So, like, guys, we know how many desserts we put in there. So the point being, we knew they're eating the desserts. They're not going to cop to it. Fine. So what we did one day, just to prove a point, we took demi-glace. Basically, it is just a bone marrow. But when you refrigerate it, just like Jell-O, right, it gets gelatinous. It looks like chocolate. And we put them in little aluminum tins. They look like the old McDonald's ashtrays.
All right.
Little sort. And then we put a dollop of whipped cream on top. We put all of them on like three sheet trays, put them in a sheet tray rack, and put it in the walk-in. Now, we did not say what they were. We didn't tell them they could eat it. But probably 80% of our wait staff on this particular night that we did it came walking out of the walk-in, gagging, choking, angry at us. Like, what the F is that? We're like, it's bone marrow, man. Like, I thought it was pudding. I'm like, it shouldn't matter what you thought it was because you guys aren't eating the dessert. You're not in a position to be angry. They hated us for it, but we're like, we're proving a point.
Yeah.
You steal the food, that's what you get. So I'm on the roommate side on this one. Like, bro, you stole my food. I'm sorry you have an allergy. But let us continue. We go to the UK now, where a well-respected family, they were recently awarded compensation of $100,000 by a restaurant that had publicly accused them of leaving without paying the bill. So in July of last year, Peter and Ann McGurr, that's, honest to God, McGurr. Where's Ricker when you need him? McGurr. Along with their children, Peter Jr. and Carol, they visited the Horse and Jockey Inn in the Peak District in England. Now, it was a pretty uneventful affair. The family ordered ribeye steaks, washed them down with some ales and lagers before leaving for their home. Only shortly after their departure, the Horse and Jockey Facebook page posted a video of the McGurrs allegedly leaving the establishment without paying their $200 bill. Now, the family was soon making national headlines for dining and dancing, which negatively impacted their otherwise great reputation. So they found themselves with no choice but to sue the inn to clear their name. And as it turns out, the Horse and Jockey Inn, yeah, they jumped the gun when they posted the closed-circuit television footage of the McGurrs on their Facebook page and accused them of skipping the bill. You see, the family, they'd actually paid by credit card. But one of the members of the staff had forgotten to put it through the till. So despite the
end... Oh! Okay, all right.
So they did pay. Just one of the waiters forgot to actually put it through the...
You mean, did they get a receipt?
I'm assuming they did to know that they paid, but you still have to take the merchant copy and put it wherever
you put it.
The
signed copy. Right? Oh, so he like didn't put the actual copy.
He forgot to put it in the till. So despite the inn attempts to apologize for the mistake and convince the family to drop the lawsuit, they were in for much more than they'd bargained for. You see, the owner's attempts to appease the McGurrs with an apology, free meals, and a complimentary stay at the inn fell on deaf ears because the family... They're the owners of McGurr Engineering, an internationally known company specializing in the manufacturing of construction block. So they weren't the type of people to skip a $200 bill for a meal, but the serious and defamatory accusations, it made the Horse Jockey Inn cause significant damage to the reputation of the family. Again, we do business internationally. Now you're making national headlines. And they're like,
Jesus.
But we paid for the meal. Well, in the end, the Horse and Jockey ended up settling for $100,000 before any evidence could be presented in court. And they also apologized to the distress that they called the McGurrs. And in hindsight, maybe they should have just taken a $200 loss. So those are your three stories. We got J-Lo. Yeah, she's getting sued because she used pictures of herself that someone took of her without her asking to take pictures of. We have the roommate. I have no idea where it is, but the roommate who went to his roommate's mini fridge, stole his roommate's cake, ate his roommate's cake, had a peanut allergy as a result, and now is suing his roommate for medical bills because he, quote-unquote, poisoned him. And finally, the family in UK, who they did pay their tab, $200, but they got lambasted and basically defamatory crap being posted about them in national headlines.
See, I think the guy that stole his roommate's stuff, he sucks the most.
I would agree.
Because, you know, went into someone else's fridge. You know you have separate things.
Right, you have separate fridges, man.
He knows he has an allergy. He does not look to see what's in stuff.
It's your allergy.
That's up to him, not anyone else in this world.
Correct.
So, you know, if I'm working at McDonald's and I give him something that's fried in peanut oil and I tell him that, you know what I mean? It's like, look, I told you, man. It's up to you if you want to eat it or not. But you stole it.
Right.
And you paid for it. So I think he sucks the most. J-Lo should have known better in her position. I feel like... The social media person who is responsible for putting her stuff out there.
Right, she didn't put it out there.
She didn't do it.
It is not her. Okay, but if you are the social media director for anyone, You know You know damn well that you can't take someone's image and put it up as your own. You have to give them credit. You have to get permission.
Sure.
There's a number of things
Even if it's a picture of you, they have permission to take pictures of you, but that picture is their possession.
Richard Sherman, he catches that interception with one hand, right? He did it, but he didn't take that iconic picture. He doesn't own that. So, like anything else, yes, that's you.
Right.
But you don't own that image of yourself, which seems strange. But based on that, it's really not J-Lo, but it is her
social media person. Sure.
I think J-Lo, I guess, can afford it, so she sucks the least.
I would say technically she did break the law. That's why she was sucked the least. Like I said, it's not her. It's whoever she has doing this crap. But it's like, look, it's stupid to me. It is ridiculous, but it is the law.
Correct.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Then, and like we're saying, like somebody should have known just like, hey, we're going to use those photos.
I mean, how many times do we have that question? If you post something online, like, hey, man, can we use
Mike and I do it all the time on social media to people. Like, I do it on the Men's Room Twitter. Like, can we use the photo?
Can we use it? Yeah. That's
right?
Simple, man.
I mean, even for us, right? Like, I've emailed Mike, you know, Iron Mike before and just been like, hey, do you mind if I take this photo and put it on my personal stuff because it's a cool photo?
Yeah.
But I know he took it. He owns it.
Do you credit him?
Mike?
Yeah.
No,
don't do that.
No. I know. One of these days, he's going to catch on. But I think it's tough. I feel bad for the roommate just because I've been known back in the day to have a couple beverages, maybe eat some food that wasn't mine. But him suing him for poisoning him is tough.
That's the difference.
Yeah. But to me, that's like your roommate's going to steal your food. I know that. But if something goes south, like, bro, that's a decision you made.
I mean, I honestly think the restaurant sucks the least just because they got what they asked for. Like that, those other people were like, all right, we'll sue the crap out of you then.
Oh, right. Yep, turn around. Yep, okay. Yeah.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook, X, and on Instagram. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.